Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
Got a couple new problems in. This report is service of NorthTexasHondaDealers.com. Fort Worth, I-30 eastbound at Green Oaks. We have a disabled tractor trailer. Only the left lane is getting by. Traffic's already slow from Loop 820. And in Grand Prairie, I-20 eastbound approaching Carrier Parkway. A new accident's been reported. For the North Texas Tollway Authority, I'm Alexis with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. One cowboy not worried about job security. Next on the ticker.
Free.com.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket ticker.
It was day number 5 of Dallas Cowboys training camp yesterday in San Antonio. This ticker brought to you by Texans Can Academy and Craig's Collision Centers 2010. Was David Beeler's first full season as the Dallas place kicker. Shaky year as he makes just 75% of his attempts. Cowboys do have another place kicker in training camp and the former Dan Bailey for a little competition. Beeler, though, not worried about job security.
I feel comfortable. I mean, I just got to go out there and, be 100% of my field goals and obviously kick touchbacks, all the time and stay strong and put 3 points on the board.
Cowboys signed defensive end Jason Hatcher to a 3-year deal worth $6 million. New York Giants have reportedly given defensive end O.C. Umanyura permission to explore a trade, New York wanting at least a first-round pick in return. Umanyura says the Giants general manager has failed to live up to a promise to renegotiate his contract. Rangers road trip in Detroit tonight, first of three with the Tigers. Texas, one of those big winners before the weekend trade deadline. Reliever Koji Uehara acquired from the Orioles Saturday. Reliever Mike Adams comes over from the Padres Sunday. And Adams says he's going to have to get up to speed with his new skipper, Ron Washington.
I don't know much about Ron, obviously. I hear that he's a winner. He cares about his team and he cares about winning. I know Mike Maddox from when I was in Milwaukee, so that'll be good. Getting back with Mike.
Rangers begin the day a couple of games up on the Angels in the West. 10-8. Colby Lewis on the hill for Texas tonight. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket weather: partly cloudy today. A high around 110. Right now it's 92 degrees. Our next ticker at 9:10. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS mothership. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth.
We're roaming around the practice field with a wireless mic, mining for gold and wheels off moments. You best leave this type of camp coverage to the professionals. Brought to you by North American Spine, Buford Roofing, The Diamond Doctor, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
8:59 on The Ticket. Donovan Miller from San Antonio, along with the great Gordo. And it's time now for our camp report with David Moore, who joins us in the booth here at the Alamo Dome. It's quiet here today. No practice for the Cowboys. And as we were talking about after this grueling training camp, they could really use a break, couldn't they?
Well, after an off season where you had no practices with the team, after all you heard the principals on both sides saying, look, all we want to do is get back and play football. All of us want to get back on the football field and give you fans what you want. Then 5 days in, it's like, okay, timeout. Everybody has a day off.
And it really does change the dynamic of camp a little bit when you have days off like this, because that has traditionally been part of camp. You're working through
the soreness
and the grind and the mental fatigue and all that.
And that's part of how these camps have always been structured, which is you push through the mental and physical fatigue. We just grind you into the ground and build you back up. I mean, it's very much an army, a military sort of approach where you just keep throwing more and more and more and more at somebody until you break them, and then you build them back up. And you're not going to have that same sort of atmosphere anymore. You're going to have one day off every week in camp, and they chose to take theirs 5 days in. Now, another reason they did it, they were going to be off tomorrow, but they're holding out a bit of hope that the league recertifies and they're able to actually, the free agents who sign, the league year will actually start on Wednesday instead of Thursday. If that happens, then all the free agents that have signed can work out. So they didn't want to be sitting there with a day off on Wednesday and suddenly find out that, all the free agents you signed would have been able to work out today, but you chose to take today as the day off, so you'll have to wait till Thursday.
All right, and since they are off today, yesterday afternoon, it looked like Jason Garin put them through the paces pretty well. 3-hour practice, and it was, by most accounts, their hardest work so far here at camp.
Yeah, it was their most physical. And while we're talking about this, they've really just Jason Garrett's just repackaged what they're doing. You know, before they would have two practices that were pretty much evenly split. They'd be about an hour and a half to 2 hours each. You'd split the hitting between the two. Now he puts it 3 hours, all into 3 hours, and you have a one-hour walkthrough earlier. So what this has done is it gives them more time in the meeting room. It gives them more repetition and walkthroughs that they do, and they which you'll see every morning except for this morning. And so, again, it's repackaging what is there and what they've done before. And as Jason Garrett says, you have to be adaptable at all the time, but especially now in this new NFL world as everyone kind of figures out the best way to approach things.
Were you around Rob Ryan when he was talking noise yesterday?
A little bit about the hype. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Go back a few years ago when the Cowboys were 13-3 and went into the playoffs against the Giants. You know, that was the Giants theme, was that the Cowboys were the all-pro team and they were the all-Joes.
Yeah.
And Rob's kind of taken a variation on that and already fired a shot across the bow at Philadelphia, which I believe Cullen Jenkins has already responded to and said, yep. We're just here focused on what we need to do. We'll see how all this works out.
He must be nervous, is what Jenkins said about Ryan.
I don't think he gets nervous. I think he just likes having fun.
All right, do you want to hear the Cowboy computer question of the day? We thought we would do this every day with you when you join us during the camp report.
That's really the only reason I came over today, since it was a day off, to be truthful with you.
All right, well, we'll crank up that Cowboy computer, and we'll get the question of the day for David Moore.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy Computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. What's the deal with all these women having their periods all the time? It's pretty gross, and it attracts wildlife. Anyway, anybody hear from first? Now, back to our cowboy question of the day. Do the Cowboys need to acquire another receiver for Tony Romo to throw the football towards for pass completions? Please answer this and more, David.
What?
Okay, sorry about the first part of that.
Let me start with the first part of that question.
Okay.
All right.
So he's doing stand-up again.
Apparently.
Is anybody here from Hearst?
Yeah. He's playing a Mid-Cities club or something. I don't know.
All right, what about the football question, David?
I thought they were intelligent, but they didn't have humor. I thought that was one of the last aspects.
They developed it.
Does he need another receiver to throw the football towards?
Towards. In the direction of?
Yeah. For pass completions.
They will, you know, one thing this team wants to do, you could spin there and you have guys out there like a Derek Mason, some guys who have been very valuable slot receivers that you could put in there as the third option. They really want to go through here. They want to. Jason Garrett is big. You'll see this in the offensive line. I think another position is receiver. They want to develop a third receiver here. They want to see what Kevin Ogletree has. They want to see if he can build on what he did the first season and what he squandered, I would argue, in the second season. Mm-hmm. They really like Dwayne Harris, their draft pick, and he's done some good things out here. Been a little bit inconsistent, but he's a smaller guy, but he uses his body really well.
He's strong.
Gets in position. He is strong. A Kelvin Martin sort of guy who certainly did some good things for the Cowboys. They want to see these two guys, and that is not a priority for them at all, and nor should it be when they don't have any starting safeties. But this is, again, I think we talked about this a little bit before. This is down on their list also because they have some very good receiving tight ends. So you can still spread the field horizontally. It doesn't always have to be vertically. And when you have, if you go with a two tight end set and three wides and your third receiver is Ogletree or Dwayne Harris, I think they feel fine with that.
Yeah, and you could even go on the other side of that. You've got enough weapons to throw to.
Yeah,
you mentioned the tight ends, but I mean, you got how many other teams have a better starting two wide receivers than Dez Bryant and Miles Austin?
And every ball you throw to your third receiver is a ball that you didn't throw to Miles Austin, Dez Bryant, or Jason Witten, and those are certainly the top three in your pecking order. And you could even argue after that, in certain situations, Martellus Bennett is a better target. And certainly John Phillips, if he comes back from what he showed last year in training camp before he was injured.
He's still limping, by the way.
He is. He's not back all the way. He's and certainly not playing as well as he was at this stage last year in camp where he was outstanding. Every single day that guy was making plays. But with the three tight ends you have, and again, you're going to get the ball to Miles Austin and Dez Bryant as often as possible. And I'll even go back to the first game last year. Dez didn't play in any preseason games. We were going, well, how much can you really expect? And they came out and they threw to him about 12 times in the first three possessions.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to force feed Miles Austin and Dez Bryant, and Tony Romo has good rapport with both of those guys. We know what sort of rapport he has with Witten. So it's, could you have a better third receiver on the roster than what you have now? No question. Is it really, does it make sense to pay for that position when you consider how much they will be used and what percentage of the offense they will contribute? And I think the Cowboys have determined no.
All right, well done, David. And again, we apologize for the first question asked by the Cowboy computer. We never know how it's going to misfire. All right, well, you have a good day off, if it is indeed a day off for you.
Well, you too.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Great. Sounds good, guys.
That's David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. Check him out at sportsdaydfw.com. 9:07 on the ticket. Up next, Gordo's Corner.
My incredible run-in with Coach Jason Garrett that turned tense next.
At home, work, or on your phone, we're weaving a web you can work with. It's theticket.com from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
Stream ticket shows on your laptop or smartphone. Or if you missed a segment, listen to the latest ticket show podcasts. Copious amounts of your employer's bandwidth will be wasted, along with your limited free time, while browsing through hilarious pictures and videos. Oh, did we mention the ticket chicks?
Hello!
Read blogs from Sports Derm, Norm, and Junior Miller. Live chat with the Dallas Morning News. Find out where the ticket hosts are headed for their road shows and plan your nights with the boys around ticket events. From the station that says, that's not a mouse in our pocket. We're just happy to see you surfing theticket.com. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're also on 99.5 HD2.
Sweet Jack is your place for the best deals in Dallas. Sign up for a chance to win an iPad 2 and 250 Sweet Jack bucks. Sweet Jack, the best deals, the most fun.
Go get it!
SweetJack.com.
Need vehicle maintenance, repairs, state inspection due? Pull into a convenient Quick Car Lube and Auto Center for increased fuel efficiency. Our 18-point inspection keeps your vehicle running fuel efficient and safe. Quick Car's lineup now offers Royal Purple full synthetic oil changes to deliver superior protection and improved performance, better fuel economy, and reduced emissions. For locations offering Royal Purple and Association certified locations, visit QuickCarTexas.com.
Quick Car Lube. Tune and service.
Hi, my name is Dina, and I want to tell you about my experience with the most popular cleanse in America, the 21-Day Body Makeover. By day 4, I was sleeping soundly all night. I've not slept this well since elementary school. I lost 11 pounds and boosted my metabolism. I was taking an anti-inflammatory weekly for my sciatic issues. Now I no longer need to. I don't have cravings for comfort food like pizza. And most importantly, I improved my good eating habits.
For a limited time, save $27 on the 21-Day Body Makeover by entering Fast Fat Loss in the coupon code.
If you're ready to fire your boss and get into a career where you can be excited to go to work in the morning, this is for you. I'm Tony Galati, founder of MyComputerCareer.com. Did you know the average salary for an IT professional with the specific industry certifications we provide is over $77,000 a year? And USA Today reports that there are currently more than twice as many computer jobs available as there are qualified workers to fill them. So the door is wide open for you. Take control of your future today. If you like computers and have a strong desire to succeed, you may qualify for a high-paying career in the IT industry. To find out now, go to MyComputerCareer.com and take our free career evaluation. Training is surprisingly affordable. Stimulus money is available. Employers are hiring, and we'll even help find you a job. Take the free career evaluation today at MyComputerCareer.com, your career chain specialists.
Boys.
I'm Ty Walker. What this new Rangers hoping for next on the ticker.
.com. When we say sports, you say now.
Ticket ticker.
Your first place Texas Rangers getting ready to open a three-game set with the Tigers tonight in Detroit. This ticker brought to you by A Number One Air and the USMD Prostate Cancer Center. Texas holding a two-game lead in the West over the Angels. Just 53 games left in the regular season. A couple of new faces in the bullpen. Relievers Koji Wahara and Mike Adams coming over in the trades over the weekend. Adams confident he can help the cause.
Hopefully I can step in there and give them that little extra boost they need. You know, but the game don't change. It's the same thing. I was still 60 feet, 6 inches, and, you know, the hitters are still, you know, still good hitters. So I'm excited about it.
Rangers offense squaring off tonight against 11-6 Max Scherzer. Cowboys starting their full week, first full week of training camp down in San Antonio. Thanks to the new collective bargaining agreement, players do get one day off every 7 days of camp. Dallas off day happening today, and quarterback Tony Romo says he will gladly take it.
Probably try and sleep in, and then we'll probably grab some lunch with some of the guys. To you guys, it may not feel like a lot of work, but to the guys, they've grinded away. It's been a long, hard week, and practice goes on for a while, so it's been a great test just for each guy individually.
Defensive end Jason Hatcher re-signing with the Cowboys, 3 years, $6 million. Oakland Raiders have signed a 5-year, $48 million contract with linebacker Cameron Wembley, $29 million of that in guaranteed money. Last season in Oakland, Wembley collected 9 sacks. That's the Ticket Ticker service of Barton Creek Resort and Spa, where you can play 4 of the top-rated golf courses in Texas. At one breathtaking hill country location, reserve your stay in Austin at bartoncreek.com. Our next ticker at 9:30. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This hour of the Dunham and Miller Show, brought to you by LP Smart Side Trim and Siding.
Get a sense of the Rangers' direction this season with Tom Grieve and Bad Radio every Wednesday at 1:35. Brought to you by LP Smart Side Trim and Siding, TBRC Roofing, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Got an email from our buddy Brad, who's listening to the show and watching on the webcam this morning at theticket.com, and a message for George. Tell George to keep his bottle of water above the table when he's shaking it. It looks like he's
Grester Grady
when he has it under the table and moving his arm back and forth.
You idiot.
All right, we've had to rearrange the schedule a bit on this Tuesday here at training camp. Biggest show coming to town this week in 20 minutes at 9:35. But right now it's Gordo's Corner from the Alamo Dome, from Cowboys training camp, brought to us by the Snoring Center and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. So practice yesterday. We all attended practice. We're dedicated to football coverage for the P1.
Football.
One of the things that happens when we have training camp is we run into a lot of media members that we just don't see throughout the year, except at big sporting events. And so you touch base with them and you have exchange a few pleasantries and you go your separate ways, right? You have different lives.
You know, the two standard questions are, though, when you run into someone who's in the media, is a friend with you, when you get down, and where you staying?
Yeah, those are always the first two questions. And it's just a bunch of boring small talk. Isn't the world based on boring small talk?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't social platforms just emerge just to avoid boring small talk with people? That's what was so great about voicemail. You know, you call someone and you pray that you get their voicemail so you don't have to talk to them. We talked about eating at 8:15 today, emotional eating, and why every social occasion has to be accompanied with enough food to feed a mastodon. And I got to thinking about why we can't just visit with each other without eating. And a companion piece to that is, when you meet a friend, you have to meet over drinks. Mm-hmm. You have to be doing something else other than just visiting.
Yeah.
Because just visiting is way too uncomfortable.
You can't invite a friend to go for a conversation and sit on a park bench. They'll think you're weird.
Right. That's weird. You got to go grab a beer, or you got to go grab a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm.
When we're out here at practice, we have none of those distractions.
It's just us and
it's just
them.
You and them, and then there's no real easy way to get away afterwards because you're standing there watching practice, and then they're standing there next to you, and it's too awkward if they just move away from you or you move away from them after one or two sentences. So there's a lot of awkward silence. Anyway, we get approached by one Brad Sham, which George has so wronged on this program.
I haven't.
By doing the fake Brad Sham.
That's you.
And so he approaches us, and I've never been able to figure out my relationship with Brad Sham.
Strained.
Brad Sham, of course, is the voice of the Cowboys. He gave Junior a job, and I guess you too, Georgia?
Yeah, he gave both of us our starts.
He hired both of you.
Yes, we owe a bunch to Brad.
Yes. So you guys have this pre-existing relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of knew him, he knew me as a package deal with you guys afterwards, after the ticket starts. So that's the way he knows me. And, of course, when I started the ticket, I was 21? And
right. Smart
young,
ass.
And young punk. And so I think he's never really known how to take me because he's always seen me as what is wrong with sports radio.
No doubt. He sees you as the guy who corrupted Craig Miller and George Dunham.
Yes. I was the bad influence on you that has led you to such tremendous riches. So he comes up to us and walks behind us and then proceeds to tell us a story after he asked us when we got down and where we were staying. And he told the story of hearing the fake Brad Sham for the first time. First of all, he's violated a cardinal rule right there. If you are the victim of a fake,
don't talk about it.
You pretend like it does not happen in the world. That's just the best policy. Pretend like someone doesn't imitate you, that someone's never talked about you. We all just pretend like it's dirty bathroom business. That's what? Just best left.
Because you know that we're going to panic ride it. We're going to say something that you would never say. And
right.
It's not good.
And that's the only reason that characters are as offensive as they are, is they're panic written. If there was more time to think them out, make them clever and funny and witty as opposed to offensive, that would be done. But it never happens that way. Due to scheduling conflicts and laziness, they're always panic written. And then you get Big Black Cowboy Computer asking about women and their periods.
Yeah, that should have been proofed.
So Brad comes up and tells us the story. He said, I was in Rich Dalrymple's office, and he said to me, he questioned.
That's amazing.
As my interlocutioner asking the interrogative of, had I heard or partook of the audio of the fake Brad Sham? And I explained to him that I had not experienced the ersatz sham. And so he tells the story that Rich played the fake Brad Sham for him.
Oh, no.
So the whole time he's telling us this, we all have chimp grins on, smiling nervously in our fear response, and don't exactly know where this is going. It's just too tense. And then he issues this line, which I still don't know how to interpret. He says, and Rich told me that when you have a fake version of yourself done by Gordon Keith, it's good for no one except Gordon Keith.
No, he told Rich that.
Oh, okay. He told, yes.
Yeah.
You're right. He tells Rich that.
Yeah, Brad said, after listening to it, I told Rich.
Yes,
when
I'm
you
sorry.
Have a fake version done of yourself by Gordon Keith, it's usually only good for Gordon Keith. And then he walked away.
Yes.
That
was
it.
Out. He spiked the ball and was out.
And Gordon nervously laughed at it, and then I turned to Gordon as Brad is walking away saying, I don't even know what that meant. Why are you laughing at it? And Gordon said, I don't know. I don't know what it meant either.
I was just okay. Trying to punctuate and end the conversation with a laugh.
So Brad never said it was good. The impersonation was good. He never said it was funny. He never said he enjoyed it. He just said it was good for Gordon Keith.
All right, I got so much on this. Number one, Dalrymple needs to quit playing our bits for other people.
Yes.
Right.
Like when we do if we ever do Aikman or something, then he doesn't need to play it for Troy.
Right.
And all the people at Fox, forget about that. And secondly, Brad has heard the fake sham. Because at training camp, I think it was 3 years ago, it was me and you. I did fake Campo, you did fake Brad.
Yeah.
And we talked with Brad and real Campo.
Yeah.
So he's heard it before.
The fakes confronted the reals.
Yeah, the fakes confronted the reals. And I had another point that I can't remember right now. But that's enough to go
point.
On. Take those and run with it.
And number two.
I don't know right now. Oh, that was your thing. We haven't done fake Brad in forever. What bit was he playing?
I think last year we did one during the football season.
Did we?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Was it him reading lyrics, or that was my other
reading
thing.
Lyrics? I don't even understand what you're talking about. I just started listening.
Alanis Morissette lyrics.
Well, what?
That's what we always hear Brad reciting, fake Brad reciting.
I think it was just him giving a report, but real wordy. And so my take was that he doesn't like it.
No, he hates it.
And that, but he can't come out and say, I hate it, or else he knows you'll just do more of it. So he that was his subtle way of kind of...
He was brushing you back just
bullying,
a little bit.
Bullying, yeah, or brushing you back, or saying that he knows it's only good for you and then it's demeaning of him.
Oh. All right, you need to make that right. Brad's a giant in this town.
How do you make it right? Do you go up and say, hey, I'm sorry
tomorrow
for doing the fake Brad
Yeah, do it at 8:40 tomorrow. Nah, it's probably fine. Brad thinks you're funny. I've talked to Brad about you before.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. He
looks at you like the rest
still,
of us do.
No, he still sees me as an interloper in this business, and probably rightly so.
No, he recognizes your success, and
begrudgingly he recognizes it.
He sees you like the rest of us. We think you're hilarious until you say something about us, then we hate you.
Well, so that was tense. And then I had a tense interaction with Jason Garrett. Now, Jason, I've known Jason since the old Hardline at the Hard Rock days, the old Bill Bates show. He was one of the guests when he was the backup quarterback, and he and I sat up there waiting to go on because I think I was the warm-up or something. What am I confusing?
Didn't you used to work the crowd during breaks?
Yeah, just don't worry about that. De-emphasize
that. A little Hummer boy?
Yeah. What? And he and I sat up and had this great conversation. We talked about literature and all this kind of stuff. He was real well-read, and I had a great time talking to him. And then I just thought he was going to be a spare quarterback who would never hear from again, you know, just be out of the league and be selling insurance in Connecticut somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he hangs around, and next thing I know, he's coordinator, and then he's head coach. I don't even know if he remembers the old Hardline at the Hard Rock days and that great conversation we had.
Probably not.
We read poetry to each other. So I walked up to him yesterday, and I have a plan of... What did we get him saying that? I had a plan of asking him about something. And the conversation starts off well. He, you know, lights up, and we exchange a few pleasantries. And then I start launching into what I'm going to ask him about. Well, what I was going to ask him about ties in with the Brad discussion. I was going to say, hey, look, I've been charged with doing a fake Jason Garrett. I need some advice. Anybody tell you sound like anyone? Let me hear a little bit more of your voice. You know, this is going to be a little fun piece, right? Well, it turns sour when he sees the tape recorder.
Well, he does his daily press conference, and he doesn't do interviews after that.
Well, I found that out. I didn't know that before. So listen at this change, this sea change that is experienced in this little short piece of audio of when I approached Jason Garrett.
Guy talking to Josh. Josh is getting it done.
He is getting it done.
University of Buffalo.
Hey. Hi, what's Coach up? Garrett. Gordon Keith, the ticket.
What's going on?
I have just...
You've become a legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
No,
because I've been...
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a...
This is Treasuries? What were you going to say?
These are Treasuries.
Treasuries. I'm about to pass out.
So I panic, you know, and I, of course, respect his wishes. He doesn't want to be recorded. That's fine. So then I turn off the tape recorder and I realize, well, this isn't really in a conversation other than to be recorded. So I really don't want to just have this personal conversation. Hey, can you give me advice on imitating you? It just makes no sense if it's not being
So did you have to come up
taped.
With another thing to ask him?
Yeah, I asked him, hey, do you know any good restaurants in town?
No, you did not.
You didn't ask him about the impersonation thing?
No, I did ask him about the impersonation thing. I didn't panic so bad. Well, I think it's just as bad a panic to continue with what I'd planned on talking with him about because it makes no sense if it's not being recorded.
Right. I thought you were going to say you panicked and you just turned and walked away.
Okay.
Drop the recorder.
Just drop the recorder and pull my pants down and just sort of mosey off, leave my back there. So then I have to have the awkward conversation of, hey, has anyone ever told you sound like somebody? Can you give me any advice on how to imitate you? No, not really.
He had no help.
That's all he had to say? Oh,
no.
No.
Now, he was nice and smiling and pleasant.
He paid you a compliment.
Yeah, he did.
Become a legend in this town.
Yeah, he was very nice to me. But it was just so awkward with, hey, not really on tape. Which I get. I understand. Yeah. But
I want to hear that again because it's so funny.
Oh, why
because first of all, you're a little awkward when he pays you a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. And then I felt for sure he didn't even know me.
And then he's uncomfortable because he's trying to be nice but trying to tell you to turn off the recorder. And then your response is just,
so yeah,
these are treasuries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are treasuries.
Josh is getting it done. Josh is getting it done. University of Buffalo.
Hey. Hi, Coach Garrett. Gordon Keith, the ticket.
What's going on?
I have just
become a legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll right now. Is that okay?
Okay, this is a...
This is what?
This is what? I have no idea what I said after that.
Boy, that's the audio that keeps giving because after he compliments you and you say, well, I don't know about that, he has this fake laugh.
Yeah.
To try.
And then it's like, and then I'm staring at him doing the fake laugh.
Yeah, we need to isolate that fake laugh.
After the fake laugh, then when he realizes you're recording, it gets real awkward, and he stammers around. What's going? Are you? Is this?
Yeah.
Oh, one more time, Garrett. Gordon Keith, the ticket.
What's going on?
I have just
become a legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice because I've been.
Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling right now.
Yeah, let's not roll it.
Okay. Go back. Right after you say, I got to ask you some advice, listen to his... No. It's like you pulled a gun on him.
Hey, look. Hey, be cool, man.
It wasn't like I was pointing the recorder at his temple or anything.
Advice. No, because I've been... Are we rolling right now?
We're rolling.
I don't know about that.
All right, hold on.
Legendary figure in this town.
Well, I don't know about that. I got to ask you some advice.
No, because
I've been...
Are we rolling right now?
Don't shoot, man. Be cool.
Damn.
Oh, what a great piece of audio. So much going on there.
And he didn't have any advice for you, huh?
No. He was smiling and pleasant and said, no. He goes, you can just listen to my voice and see.
This tone.
Wait a second. Giorgio's
there's no.
What are you cooking up over there?
Nothing good.
Huh. I'm addicted to the food of your fake Jason Garrett impersonation.
You're quite a legend in this town.
Not bad.
I'm Coach Jason Garrett of the Cowboys.
He's never introduced himself that way.
Boy, we could assign that voice, though. It'd be a funny voice to talk to every week.
Yeah, will you do it, Junior?
In that voice?
Yeah.
That was hard for me to do, actually.
Hi, I'm Jason Garrett. We got Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. Come watch us play.
That's too much Wade Phillips or something. All right, Gordo, thank you.
Tension at camp.
Gordo's Corner. It is 9:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Biggest show coming to town this week, coming up next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says, it's time to talk Cowboys training camp, buddy. And The Ticket is the station that invented the phrase. So you know you can count on us for all the camp X's and O's and fun and yucks. It's Donovan Miller, Norm, Bad Radio, and The Hardline. Broadcasting live all day, every day, all 10 days of training camp. So tune us in, turn it up, and keep it on for the bestest, most funniest, completest coverage of camp on radio in the great Southwestest. Brought to you by North American Spine, Buford Roofing, The Diamond Doctor, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
We know you have a lot of options in the marketplace when it comes to foundation repair work. Tons of companies out there. A lot of imitations. A lot of companies trying to do what All Pro Foundation has done for years and years and years. That's why we recommend going with the original All Pro Foundation Repair.
877 Mean Green. I've used them before. Foundation trouble is never fun to talk about or to act on. But you need to. You need to get it fixed now before it's more expensive on down the line. And you need to go with a company that offers all methods of repair. That is All Pro Foundation Repair. They will get it fixed right the first time. Come out to your place, give you that engineer's report. That's free if you sign up for the repair at the time of the estimate. Just remember this number, 877 Mean Green. If you see the signs of trouble in your home, the cracks in the ceiling and walls or the brick outside, that's an indicator of possible foundation trouble. Get it fixed with All Pro Foundation Repair.
It's the only company that every show here on The Ticket endorses. 877 Mean Green for All Pro Foundation.
You've told yourself it'll never happen again. Just a couple of drinks, but you don't even remember driving home. I'm Pat Summerall, and it's time to get help. Call Sante Center for Healing to stop the abuse and recover your quality of life. Sante Center for Healing is a premier adult addiction recovery center that offers residential, outpatient, and transitional living programs in a serene setting just north of DFW. Call Sante Center for Healing today at 800-258-4250. 800-258-4250.
Hi, my name is Dina, and I want to tell you about my experience with the most popular cleanse in America, the 21-Day Body Makeover. By day 4, I was sleeping soundly all night. I've not slept this well since elementary school. I lost 11 pounds and boosted my metabolism. I was taking an anti-inflammatory weekly for my sciatic issues. Now I no longer need to. I don't have cravings for comfort food like pizza. And most importantly, I improved my good eating habits.
For a limited time, save $27 on the 21-Day Body Makeover over by entering Fast Fat Loss in the coupon code.
The ticket is sports. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Buying a new car feels like driving around with an open wallet. You can just feel your dollars flapping by your ears as they fly out the window while your car depreciates. Kind of brings a whole new meaning to the term car sick, doesn't it? If this sounds familiar, AutoFlex Leasing has great news because they have the cure. It's the Flex Lease, and it's only at AutoFlex Leasing. When you lease your new car from AutoFlex, your payments can be as much as 50% lower than a purchase payment. And if the thought of spending hours haggling over price makes you pale, AutoFlex Leasing will put the color back into your cheeks. When you call AutoFlex, you'll speak with one of the knowledgeable, friendly leasing specialists who will help you get just the right car and the right payment. Call AutoFlex Leasing today at either 817 or 972, then 234-1234, or find them online at AutoFlex.com. AutoFlex Leasing. You get more, you pay less. It's that simple.
I'm Ty Walker. Something Jason Garrett's not just handing out at training camp. Next on The Ticker.
1310 The Ticket. Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
Monday in San Antonio, a couple more workouts for your Dallas Cowboys. This ticker brought to you by Craig's Collision Centers and DriversSelect.com. As you watch these practices, you start to notice that all the Dallas rookies are wearing silver helmets with no star on the side. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett says it's something he's not just going to hand out to those youngsters.
It's the Dallas football Cowboys, and the players hear me say that a lot. And the star means something. This team has been around for 51 years. It's a great tradition here, and you have to earn the right to wear that star.
The team re-signing defensive end Jason Hatcher, a three-year deal worth $6 million, a $2.5 million signing bonus. The career of wideout Randy Moss comes to an end. He decides to retire after 13 seasons. In 2007, with the Patriots, caught an NFL record 23 TD passes. His 153 career touchdown receptions tied for second in NFL history. No Rangers baseball last night. Road trip will continue this evening in Detroit versus the Tigers. Very strong possibility we see the first action for new Texas reliever Mike Adams. He came over in a trade from San Diego right before Sunday's deadline. And Adams, happy at this opportunity to join a team right in the middle of the postseason chase.
I don't play for my individual numbers. You know, I play to win. You know, my most important thing for me is to get to the playoffs. You know, and have the opportunity to go to the World Series and stuff like that. Going to Texas, obviously, I'm going to have that opportunity.
Colby Lewis on the mound for Texas tonight. He'll go up against Detroit's Max Scherzer. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket Business Ticker, brought to you by TexasLending.com and All-Pro Foundation Repair. Dow Industrial is currently down 71 points to 12,060. The NASDAQ down 9 to 2735. That is The Ticket Ticker, a service of the Diamond Doctor, the official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys, and of Craig Jr. Miller. The Diamond Doctor can be your official jeweler, too. Call 972-DIAMOND or go to DiamondDoctor.com and get a bigger diamond at a lower price. Our next ticker at 950. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth all sports, all the time radio station. Your home for breaking sports news first, guaranteed. So, tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Log on now to theticket.com for your chance to win The Godfather, the Coppola Restoration on DVD, and tune in to AMC all week for Mob Week. It is 9:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Biggest show.
Sorry.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
All right.
So you can make plans to go see it.
All right, a little late today because of our training camp schedule here in San Antonio. Big Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings and details. That stately old theater on Greenville Avenue, the Granada. All right, we have six candidates this week. We'll run through the list. Whatever is we think the biggest show coming to town this week, we'll vote at the end of the segment, and that will win the title for the week and be sent an award. All right, candidate number one, Thursday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, Kesha. Don't stop, make
it pop, DJ, gonna speak. She has catchy songs. And she spells her name with dollar bills, right?
K-E dollar sign H-A.
Yeah, she's making that paper.
That part drives me crazy. Like a cat in heat.
Sounds like a dog saying I love you.
What's the other big hit she's got going now that play on her sister station, I-93?
She cannot rap to save her life. That is horrible.
This one's called Your Love Is My Drug. You're listening to it on the ticket.
Maybe I need some rehab, or maybe just need some sleep. I got a sick obsession. I'm seeing it in my dreams. I'm looking down every alley. I'm making those desperate calls. I'm staying up all night hoping, hitting my head against the wall.
She has no flow. Well, I mean, not...
I'm sorry?
What? She
no
does
musical
have
flow. No musical flow.
No.
Is she hot? She's dirty hot.
Yeah, it's hard to tell by the photos that I'm looking at.
I saw some pictures not too long ago from a photo shoot where she was actually very clean and sweet and beautiful and looked like she smelled like strawberries.
Yeah, when she performs, she's so trashed out.
Yeah. It's part of her gimmick.
She's the one that's not that good looking, right, when she's in the bikini?
I don't know if I've ever seen her in a bikini.
Let's see if I can find it. Mom's telling me I should think twice, but left to my own devices. I'm addicted, it's a crisis. My friends think I've gone crazy. Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's her?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's...
What? That's why.
Well, she's not really posing for that picture. That's sorriness of the paparazzi.
No, absolutely. It's sorriness of the paparazzi.
She's trying to have some time in the Pacific Ocean.
But that is weird body.
Yeah, she's only...
weird body?
She's only 24 and she has a 64-year-old body.
Yeah.
All right, that's candidate number one, Kesha. Right.
Long-range shot there.
Candidate number two, Friday night at the Granada Theater in Dallas. It's Wade Bowen.
All right.
Hey,
I'm going to this.
How are you? Thought Wade Bowen.
That's not him.
Now, every week you claim you're going to one of these shows. How many do you actually go to?
If I say I'm going, I'm going. I'm going to this one. My brother's coming down from Kansas. He's a huge Wade Bowen fan. Here, I got some Wade Bowen here for you. Oh, he's already pointed. Yeah, he's greatness. He's a Texas artist. Really good singer-songwriter. Has a unique voice. I think he writes a great ballad.
See the guy that we've been on his bus?
Yeah, he gave us a tour of his bus when he came by the Musers campout a couple of years ago. I guess that was a year and a half ago or so.
Mm-hmm. My windshield's cracked, just like my heart.
Black. I'm black.
My tires are all flat, just like my brain. My engine's running rough.
Saw his brother here yesterday, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen. Yeah, he's greatness. Can't wait for the show on Friday night at the greatness of the Granada.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three is also Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma. It is the Midnight Idol, Mr. Las Vegas, Mr. Entertainment, Wayne Newton.
Why are we still hearing Wade Bowen?
No idea.
Because it's so great, you can't turn it off.
Hey, by the way, dang it. Oh, you have it over there. Sorry. How is this a guy singing?
Have you seen the old video of Wayne Newton when he first broke onto the scene and I was 16 or 18 years old?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You swear it's a little girl with a boy's haircut.
Yeah. I always, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I just always figured this was a woman singing this song.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it, and I don't think until we started doing the show and we said, no, that's Wayne Newton.
This is his biggest hit song. Right?
I know, but I didn't know that.
Hey, George. It's the Big Black Cowboy Computer.
We're done with you.
I just wanted to say that it is a scientific fact that way B0 and blows. FYI.
That was supposed to be Wade Bowen.
Oh, what did it say?
Why do you want to say
Wade,
that?
B0N.
Why do you want to do that to Wade? He's a nice guy.
Hold on. This is
okay, you blew your chance.
This is a woman.
Yeah,
this is a total woman.
It is a scientific fact that Wade Bowen blows.
Yay!
Why do you want to do that to Wade?
I didn't.
You typed it into that screen.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
The Cowboy Computer has a mind of its own.
So Donkashin made it to 13 on the charts. That's one of his greatest singles. In 69, he made it to 4 with Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. But he's not about singles and gold records and all of that. He's about Vegas and performing in Vegas. And he's the greatest performer in the history of that town. He's raked in more money than
Mr.
any
Vegas?
Performer. He is Mr. Vegas.
Cheesiest mustache in entertainment history, maybe?
It's right up there.
Wayne Newton. Gay?
I don't think so. I think he's been married.
How old?
69.
Well, I would have guessed like 80 of them.
He was on Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Yeah. He looked older than the guy in the 60s.
Yeah. Carson Wayne Newton.
69? That's hot.
Yes, Cowboy Computer. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4.
He's on once a day, okay?
Candidate 4, Saturday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion in Dallas. It's Def Leppard with the Romantics opening.
Whoa. I've seen the Romantics. I've never seen Def Leppard.
Nothing wrong with DL.
Are they still all the same guys?
Same guys.
Same guys.
Joe Elliott. Still cranking it out.
The one-armed drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they put on a great show. I was never really, into them like so many people were when we were, leaving high school, going into college, early 80s, mid-80s. But they definitely have greatness to them.
Is that drummer going to bring his dead arm to the show?
No.
That would be cool.
Shut up, Cowboys Computer.
Gosh. No kidding. We need to shut up.
He had a question.
Computer.
He wanted to know if he was bringing
a horrible question.
Dead arm to the show.
Since the Big Black Cowboy Computer is joining us here, he's going to get a vote, so I hope he'll pay attention to the list.
Can't be any worse than Gordon. Actually, it will be just as bad as Gordon.
Ty, you were a big Def Leppard fan in the day?
Yeah, and in fact, I've probably seen them 4 or 5 times over the last few years when they roll the town.
Have you really?
Yeah, they're not bad. Joe Elliott, he can't hit those high notes like he did, but they put on a good show.
All they did was stripper music, right?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the stripper's anthem here, right?
Yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me. This and Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. Motley Crue and Def Leppard have tons of stripper songs, right?
Yeah.
It may be Pavlovian, but every time I hear this song, I get a little bit of space arousal.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm so used to seeing women dance to it.
I don't like knowing that you're aroused right now.
I am. If you only knew how blood had relocated in my body, you would not want to be sitting here.
All right, candidate number 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yabba.
It is Rick Springfield.
Oh, jeez. Him again. Go ahead, Gordon. Tell us about all of his great songs.
He is great.
He just got arrested for...
He and Sean Cassidy are tied for greatest male artist of all time.
he rocked Farmer's Branch a couple of months ago.
He did.
He got arrested for drunk driving or something in the last few weeks, didn't he?
Really?
De-emphasized. You know, I feel
so... See, this song is okay, but all this other stuff you tried to push on us the last 17 years is not good.
It is.
Okay.
Love Is All Right Tonight.
Oh,
Everybody's Girl.
For you.
Oh, that is such a kick to the crotch. That
I did everything for you. You done nothing for me. I done everything.
What about Bop Till You Drop?
Okay, now He's had some whip songs.
Human Touch.
Oh.
How about Don't Talk to Strangers? Don't Talk. That was a great song.
Baby, don't you talk.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, best. And candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at Six Flags Over Texas, Pat Green.
I saw him live just a couple weeks ago, the Buckets and Boots thing that we got to be involved with. Tell you what, that was one hell of a show. And that was a guy who was out there, you know, volunteering his time for an effort. And I gained so much more respect for him. That was awesome.
Look at this picture of him. Isn't that... Doesn't he look like the love child of Troy Aikman and John Daly?
Yeah, he does. He's a big dude, too. And I mean, he's like 6'4". And, yeah, he's a big dude. He's great, though. That's a couple of big nights there at Six Flags.
Where's Randy, the other one?
Randy's there the night before.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, they're doing some sort of, I think it's their 40-year anniversary? 30-year anniversary.
What did he just say? Did he say anything?
I don't think so.
The Shiner? Drink that? Okay. Shiner Bock. Okay.
Is it their 30 or 40-year anniversary at Six Flags that they're celebrating this year?
50?
Early 70s, early 60s. When did that start?
Six Flags started in 61.
50 years, wouldn't it? 61?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 50-year anniversary of Six Flags.
Well, I didn't have Randy on the list either.
Yeah, he's there Friday night.
We've done him. Nah. Have we done him this year? Yeah, we must have.
Lone Star, when he's there a couple months ago.
All right.
We did Rick Springfield, too.
Yeah, we've done Pat Green once this year. We can include him, or would you like to save the Randy Rogers chip for later?
Well, it's good that we mentioned that they're here. People need to know that they're in town Friday night at Six Flags.
Okay, let's vote then. Biggest show coming to town this week. Six candidates. Is it candidate number one, Thursday night at the JEXA Pavilion, Kesha? Candidate two, Friday at the Granada, Wade Bowen. Candidate three, Friday at the Windstar, Wayne Newton.
Yep.
Candidate four, Saturday at the JEXA Pavilion, Def Leppard and the Romantics. Candidate five, Saturday at the Windstar, Rick Springfield. Yeah, or candidate six, Saturday at Six Flags, Pat Green. John.
Huge weekend for Texas music with Wade, Pat, Randy all in town the same weekend. I recommend those, but I say Def Leppard's the biggest show.
Gordo.
I think I got to say Rick Springfield. I mean, it's not too often
this
he comes into qualified.
Town. He was just in Farmer's Branch at a hardware store 2 months ago.
At a hardware store? You're crazy. No, actually, I'm going to vote for... Who's there playing with the Romantics?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard and the Romantics. Well, since the Romantics are close personal friends of mine...
That's true. Gordo has played with them before.
I have. I've opened up for the Romantics. I'm going to vote for them and Def Leppard.
All right. Ty Walker voting for Rich.
I go for Def Leppard.
Big, strong Jeremy.
As much as I like Def Leppard, I think I got to go with Keh. Huh.
No. Okay. Fernando.
Wayne Newton.
I'm going to vote for Wayne Newton as well. And finally, the LRSD. Cowboy Computer.
I would vote for that Keisha, who looks hot when she's not photographed in a bikini showing off her 63-year-old mud flaps. But I think I may vote for the one-armed Rick Springfield, even though he sings like a girl in that Ferris Bueller movie.
Okay, you're so confused.
What's Bueller?
Rick Springfield doesn't have one arm, and he's not Wayne Newton singing Donkey Change.
That's an undervote, so the winning show this week is Def Leppard and the Romantics at the JEXA Energy Pavilion.
That is the worst beginning song ever.
It's the greatest beginning. I don't know. German for something. We're technically
in loud slow. The first one I heard, I was like, what? What is that?
I think that's the greatest way to start a song.
One of the greatest cowbell songs of all time, though.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, there you go. The biggest show coming to town. We'll check in with our old friend Norm next.
This hour of the Dunham and Miller Show, brought to you by LP Smart Side Trim and Siding.
He's out. The ball game's over. Team Ticket has won.
Team Ticket has won
this game.
Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket took on college girls in Bash Pit Softball at Prick Trip Park in Grand Prairie.
Stacy, you kept our team from being an all-out sausage fest. You are also our most valuable player.
Tell us what you did to make sure we won.
I did what I knew how to do.
And what's that?
Pitch.
Pitch? Pitch! Oh, okay.
And it all helped a great cause, the David Nicholas Organ Donor Awareness Foundation. Thanks for being part of it, P1s. From Miller High Life and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're also on 99.5 HD2.
TXU Energy would like you to know about the variable rate electricity plans in the marketplace. If you're on one of those with another electric company, they can raise your rate whenever they please. They can raise it every month if they feel like it. And on some plans, they can raise it as high as they want to, and they don't have to tell you about it. You might think that you've been with your electric company for a long time and they wouldn't do that to you. Well, don't bet on it. After your contract expires, a lot of companies can move you to a variable rate plan, and then your rate goes up and up. And it's at their discretion. Look at the bottom line on your electric bill. Make sure you're not paying a lot more than you signed up for. And if you are, or if you'd like to protect yourself, make the switch to TXU Energy. It's Summer Savings 24 with an energy savings package up to $300, including a $125 Visa prepaid card sent to you up front. TXU Energy Summer Savings 24. You get a low locked-in rate. You get peace of mind. You don't have to worry. Call 866-CALL-TXU for the details. That's 866-CALL-TXU. Or visit them online, txu.com/secure, and find out more about Summer Savings 24 from TXU Energy.
The Sports Station. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
I'm Ty Walker, the newest Ranger looking to contribute next on The Ticker.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. There are Bob's Steak and Chop houses now all over the DFW area. You can get a spectacular dinner 6 nights a week, dark on Sundays, all over the Metroplex. The original Bob's in Dallas. The newest Bob's in Fort Worth. The North location in Plano. The Mid-Cities in Grapevine. Bob's is an incredible dining experience, an amazing combination of quality of food, spectacular non-intrusive service, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. It's Bob's Steak and Chop House with 4 DFW locations. The rating services, the magazines, the critics, they all agree. Bob's is a spectacular place. From coast to coast, Bob is establishing its reputation. If an award-winning night on the town is what you want when you go out, then Bob's Steak and Chop House is your only answer. Fine quality experience and dining awaits you at all 4 locations of Bob's Steak and Chop House.
60.
Breaking sports news now.
Ticket ticker.
Rangers road trip in Detroit tonight. First of 3 with the American League Central leading Tigers. This ticker brought to you by A-No-1 Air and Fagan Topper Sales. Texas losing 2 of 3 to Toronto this weekend, but it still looked at as a successful weekend thanks to those deals made before the trade deadline. Reliever Koji Uehara acquired from the Orioles Saturday. Reliever Mike Adams comes over from the Padres on Sunday. And Adams, all he's thinking about is trying to contribute down the stretch.
My biggest concern right now is go over there and put up some zeros. You know, whatever inning they want me to pitch, it's going to be refreshing. You know, going into a totally different atmosphere now. You know, over there in Texas, you know, they're all about winning.
Rangers 2 games up on the Los Angeles Angels in the West. Day 5 of Cowboys training camp yesterday at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Dallas pushed hard this past weekend trying to sign all-pro free agent cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, who instead ends up with the rival Eagles. One guy who would have been affected the most had Asamoah signed with Dallas, Terrence Newman. But the longtime Cowboy cornerback says he was not worried by all the talk.
All I can do is control what I can control. You know, if they brought somebody else in, so be it. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to play in the NFL. It didn't matter what team I got to, but I wanted to play. And I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Cowboys signed defensive end Jason Hatcher to a 3-year deal worth $6 million. The NBA this morning has filed 2 claims against the Players Association, an unfair labor practice charge before the National Labor Relations Board, and a lawsuit in federal district court in New York. The unfair labor practice charge asserting that the players have failed to bargain in good faith so they can decertify as a union, and then file an antitrust lawsuit challenging the NBA's current lockout. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Snoring Center. There's never been a better time to take care of your snoring or sleep apnea. The Snoring Center has minimally invasive and effective treatments from only $1,500. Call 214-369-2345 or visit snoringcenter.com. Our next ticker at 1010 with Sean Bass. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're the originators of wall-to-wall Cowboys camp coverage, not a cheap and cheesy imitator. Stick with the tickets, first string, all camp long. Brought to you by North American Spine, Buford Roofing, The Diamond Doctor, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're taking our field trip today, our Musers field trip, since the players have the day off. George and Gordo and I are going to Fredericksburg, Texas, where we're going to tour the Museum of the Pacific War. Supposed to be a great museum. And then we're going to dine in Fredericksburg. A lot of good choices there. I think we're going to the Hilltop again. So you guys looking forward to this field trip, and we'll report back in the morning to the P1s on how the day went.
Yes, I heard this museum's great. And maybe I could take you by the field that I once played on in Fredericksburg.
Where you played the Batlin Billies?
Yes. Eighth grade, we traveled out there when I played in Llano.
Okay.
And one of my biggest athletic regrets, I got into the game, and they had a punter who our coach referred to as Pie Eater. He was huge. We were in eighth grade, and this guy seriously was like 6'4", 250. He was mammoth, and he was their punter and I think their quarterback. And I had a chance to block one of his punts. And he was so big and so mammoth, I was afraid that if I got too close to him, that if he kicked me in the chest, I thought he'd kill me.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't do it.
I bet Coach Saucere laid
into
you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. An eighth grader shouldn't hear language like that. But, yeah, and I remember about that field, it was just, it's probably artificial turf now, but it was covered in stickers. That was the other thing I remember about Fredericksburg. Back then, Fredericksburg was a little town.
Yeah.
And people really didn't, it wasn't the destination place that it is now. There's so many bed and breakfast places and antique shops there. It wasn't that way back in, when I was in junior high.
It's a great town. If it's not my favorite little town in Texas, it's in the top five.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, look, it's Norm Hitchkiss here at training camp.
Lads, why is someone on the field draping the field in a black crepe curtain? Is that an ominous sign for the season or what?